This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Foreign nationals are being evacuated from China as the official death toll from the coronavirus outbreak stands at 132, with confirmed Chinese cases nearing 6,000. It is a number already higher than the China-sourced SARS virus in 2002 and 2003, which eventually took some 800 lives. Some hours ago, a plane load of Americans arrived in Anchorage, Alaska from Wuhan, China, the center of the new epidemic. The state's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, says everyone aboard was given a clean bill of health after screening.
All passengers had already been screened twice before they left China. They were monitored throughout the flight. In Anchorage, the passengers were screened twice more and were approved to continue on to California by the CDC.
Dr. Zink also called it a rewarding experience.
For many of us directly involved in this, it's become a moving and uplifting experience. The whole plane erupted into cheers when the crew welcomed them back to the United States.
For the situation in the U.S., here is AP's Mike Kempen.
In the U.S. so far, there are 5 confirmed patients, 2 in Southern California and 1 each in Washington State, Chicago, and Arizona. They had all traveled to the hardest hit part of China, but there's no sign they have spread the illness to anyone around them.
Airlines have been making drastic changes in their travel schedules to and from China. The AP's Charles Oledesma has that report.
British Airways has announced it's immediately suspending all flights to and from mainland China after the British government warned against unnecessary travel to the country amid the virus outbreak. Finnair, Hong Kong-based Cathay Pacific, and Singapore-based Jetstar Asia are meanwhile cutting back on flights to the country as demand for travel drops. China has cut off access to the central city of Wuhan, epicenter of the outbreak, and 16 other cities to prevent people from leaving and spreading the virus further. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
From Washington, this is VOA News. Members of the U.S. Senate here in Washington will spend much of this day posing questions to the two sides in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Democrats want him removed from office on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Mr. Trump's trial lawyers insist he has done nothing wrong. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell cited the Clinton impeachment 20 years ago, asking for question and answer session decorum.
They have to submit written questions to Chief Justice John Roberts, who will read them aloud and ask for answers. The president's defense team rested yesterday with a final plea.
It is time for this to end. Here and now.
But there may be a setback to its hopes of ending with a fast acquittal. Several Senate Republicans are apparently ready to join Democrats in calling for witnesses. That makes the 2 days of questions and answers vital, allowing each side more time to win over undecided senators before an expected vote Friday on whether to allow witnesses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States has again revised upward the number of U.S. troops injured in this month's Iranian missile attacks on 2 Iraqi military bases. The number of those with symptoms of traumatic brain injuries now stands at 50. It was initially announced that no American was hurt. That was changed to 11, then 34, now 50. Energy giant Total is being sued in France. The issue is climate change. Lisa Bryant in Paris for VOA.
The legal action against Total will be the first use of a 2017 French law to sue for climate inaction. The legislation requires major French companies to draft so-called vigilance plans to prevent environmental damage, among other areas. The plaintiffs argued Total has not done so when it comes to climate change.
We're filing a lawsuit against them because they're still not making the energy transition necessary to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees.
Lisa Bryant filed that report for VOA from Paris. As his impeachment lawyers were winding up their opening arguments in the Senate, President Trump was announcing his long-awaited peace plan for the Middle East. At best, it got a mixed reaction, and Palestinian leaders left out of the deal-making condemned Mr. Trump's blueprint. The president is set to sign a new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada today, a major campaign issue in the election that brought him to power 3 years ago. The White House ceremony will not include key Democrats from the House of Representatives who helped get bipartisan approval of the measure in Congress. American military officials report that the bodies of 2 U.S. pilots in Monday's military crash site in Ghazni province, Afghanistan, have been recovered. The voice recorder was also recovered. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.